T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Today's question, and if you missed it last night, Joel Embiid did not play. Sixers lost. Jokic and the Nuggets won. Do you agree with me that last night Joel Embiid lost the MVP award by not playing last night? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Now, let me tell you what we have up ahead, because we got a lot happening, including the free throw shooting competition to begin soon. Temple's Mike Vreeswijk is in the house.
He's warming up.
All right, settle the hell down, everybody. Settle down.
I'm just going to say, it looks a lot better than you when you were warming up. It's got some serious arc on those shots.
It's very smooth is the word.
Yeah, yeah. He also doesn't have to, like, he gets to shoot almost downward because he's taller than I am. So
Is that going to change before the contest?
No, he's not going to be shorter by then.
Beesbrook's the only guy out here that's used to shooting at this hour, because Cheney had him out here running suicides when he was a kid.
Sure did. All right, so Vreeswijk soon to begin. He's here. Penn's A.J. Brodeur will be here shortly. Jameer Nelson representing St. Joe's around 8 o'clock. Harold Jensen from the 85 Villanova Wildcats at 8:15. Thereabouts. All these times are approximate. Michael Thompson from Drexel at about 8:30. Lionel Simmons, the great LaSalle. I mean, listen, LaSalle basketball, two guys I think have stood out above all the rest of the years. Tom Gola and Lionel Simmons. And we're so happy to have Lionel Simmons part of this this event. And then I'll be shooting later, probably as we approach the 9 o'clock.
He's not even touching the net. He hasn't touched the net yet.
So
this is unbelievable.
All right, so I'm supposed to say with that, let's get to a bet.
Yeah, I think it's bet time.
Can I back out of the bet?
Way too late for that, Bob.
Joe, I'd like to just declare you are screwed.
Oh, he missed one.
All right, we'll begin the competition soon. All right, John, let's get to the bet. So we've had a lot of suggestions over the last week or so on our show. I think I know where we're headed here. You want me? Okay, let me just say this. There's two different things going on here today. The first is just, will I be at 80% or above or 78% or below? If I get to 80% or above, I win against John.
Can you hit 40 out of 50?
Out of 50, yes.
40 is your goal.
Above that is my goal, but 40 is my minimum goal.
Minimum of 40.
All right. So to that end, I think, John, where we should settle on, and you really, and for those that are just listening right now, you weren't in our post-show meeting yesterday, Richie, like a freaking annoying guy, is pushing.
Relentless is the word.
Relentless. Yes. He really wants me to get my nipples waxed. I got hairy nipples. I mean, it is what it is. It's not the full leg, but.
It was like, no matter what we came up with, Richie was like, no, the nipples.
Right. So here's the deal. John, I will.
He really fears getting waxed.
John, I will. And listen, let's be real. Most people think I'm not going to get the 80%. 93% of people said this week I won't get to 80%. I will offer up the nipples.
Mine,
yes! To get waxed if I fall below 80%. What I demand
ooh,
of you in return is you have to sing a super positive, not sarcastic, super positive
well, that's
song
open to
about,
interpretation,
about
isn't
it? Me on the air. Like, for instance, I'm thinking, like, instead of We Are the Champions, like, Joe is the champion, my friends. Like, John, like, I will pick the song.
Yeah.
You will pick the words.
Yeah.
But you will lean in with integrity to honor me. Is that a deal, John Ritchie? Is that a deal?
I don't like this. I mean, I do like the symmetry of just putting our nipples on the table.
I want the song. You wanted my nipples.
He's
I'm giving it to you.
You got to give it to him. He's putting the nipples on the table.
I want the song.
That's a phrase. That
I want you to honor me with a song.
And that's if you hit 40 out of 50.
Correct. 80% or above. Okay. I win. 78% or below,
all right,
you win.
You get a sweet and kind song
Okay.
catered to your specific needs.
Okay, thank you. Now, James, James.
Yeah.
Now,
hold
we've
on.
Had,
what
had,
about? What
hold
about?
On. I want you to hang on one second. Okay. James, we've had many controversies through the years related to bets.
Yes, we.
I just
want to
make sure,
yes,
based on what you just heard, there's no ambiguity here, right?
No.
80% or above.
John Ritchie is writing and singing an ode to the hammer.
Okay, and 78% or below.
Those nipples are getting waxed.
Okay, we're on. All right, now, okay. John. Now there's a whole other matter.
We got number.
All right, yeah, the whole second thing is all these, you know, great basketball players through the years, and I'm certainly not one of them, competing against each other but also competing against me. So I said weeks ago or a week or two ago, I said there's absolutely no way I will finish in last place against these guys. There's no way. And I said, if I do, and you guys know I love the West Wing, and for those that don't know, I'm on my 19th go-around of the West Wing right now, which is 7 seasons. It's like 22 episodes a season. It's a ridiculous thing. That I will give up the West Wing for an entire year.
Which, by the way, in the history, the 6-plus years that the three of us have done the show together, you've never once been willing to give up the West Wing.
Never.
Never once.
Never.
We've asked so many times.
Never.
So this is a big deal.
So I will do that. If I finish in last place against the college basketball players, in exchange, John, what I need from you, and it's a big ask for me, but I've never accomplished this, for you to watch the West Wing, the whole shebang, if I am at 90% or higher.
Gladly. I'll take that.
Okay. All right.
That will never, ever happen.
The stakes are known. The terms are set. The competition will begin soon. By the way, Penn's A.J. Brodeur is here as well. So the competition will begin soon. Vreeswijk warming up.
Vreeswijk got bored with shooting free throws, so he went to the three-point line.
Yes, I understand.
So, you know.
All right, let's
made them all.
Yeah.
Let's welcome Penn's coach, who I got to say has been a phenomenal help in putting this event together. Because let's be real, I know, you know, a number of people in the Philadelphia sports community, but there's a lot of people I don't know. And there's a couple key people I called. I called Fran Dunphy. Fran connected me with our next guest, Steve Donahue from Penn. And through the help of those two and some others, we put together this extravaganza today. And the coach of the Quakers, Steve Donahue, is with us. Thank you, sir.
Hey, Joe. Great to be here. Welcome to the Palestra. Is there a better place in the world than this place?
There is no better place. Matter of fact, let me say this, Steve, because I was remiss in passing over something I was supposed to do prior to bringing you on. I want to encourage everyone right now to lean back in your Regency Furniture chair and listen to me for a second.
Lean back. Lean back. Lean back.
All right, Steve, because we are going to get, and this is a thrill. It's a thrill to be here, but it's also a thrill to find out about the Palestra. You know a lot more than we do. You have coached. I mean, you coach games in the Palestra. We're a guest for one day. This is your home. Tell us about the Palestra, Steve. What do you know that maybe a lot of people don't
know? Couple things. One, this building has hosted more NCAA teams than any other building in the world.
Wow.
More NCAA tournament games still, even though we haven't hosted one since 1984.
Wow.
So everything about this, it will be 100 years old in 3 years. It started in 1927.
So that'll be a big deal. By the way, let me say Regency Furniture, affordable, never looked so good. Steve, that's going to be a huge deal. I mean, the NFL just had their 100th anniversary, I think, 4 or so years ago. You're going to be able to do all sorts of stuff with that.
It will. This is a great building. I wanted to warn you that at that foul line, greats like Wilt Chamberlain, Dr. J, LeBron James have all shot foul shots here.
All right, so can I just give what I believe is a natural retort to what you said?
Yeah.
While that is mind-blowing. I mean, by the way, we have Charles Barkley and Allen Iverson both here today.
Miami, keep going.
All right, so let me just say this. While I will acknowledge, Steve, and I'm man enough to acknowledge this, Wilt Chamberlain, LeBron James, certainly better basketball players than me. I am a better foul shooter.
Oh my, we're going to find out.
Than both of them.
That's it.
I mean, I am. I mean, Wilt's not even a debate. The only question is LeBron and his, 73% or something like that. I mean, John, let's be real.
Coach, does what traits does Joe possess that you look for in a great shooter?
Confidence is one.
Well, he got that.
As you say, don't confuse that with competence.
That's right.
We'll see. Like, you're going to start sweating a little bit, Joe.
I know.
Like, so it's,
and he's
not
in
just
terrible shape. I mean, shooting 50 shots in a row, he's going to
get tired
at some point.
You'll get mentally tired. He starts missing one or two. He starts thinking about the West Wing.
Meltdown.
And all that. That will bring it on.
So, Steve, what is it like for you as Penn's coach? When you got the job, you'd been in a couple spots, Boston College through the years. When you found out Well, I'm going to be the coach of the Quakers in Philadelphia. I'm going to coach at the Palestra. What was that moment like for you?
You know, for someone who grew up here, and I was in Section 214 as a sixth grader on a bus trip and just fell in love with this building. And knew at an early age I probably wasn't going to be able to participate as a player, just falling in love with the pageantry of this place, the coaching that existed, Rolly Massimino, yeah. John Chaney, Harry Litwack back in the day, Chuck Daly. And then to figure out that, you know, I got the keys to this building, and I was here as an assistant, and now as a head coach. It's a privilege I don't take for granted. I love coming here every day, and I feel I got the best job in the world.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Go ahead, John.
Amazing. So you know basketball. What are the chances, realistic chances, that a guy who hasn't played organized basketball since 7th or 8th grade can match up against some of the best who've ever shot for in the history of Philadelphia?
Like Jameer Nelson just walked in, and now I got this problem on my hands. This is not good.
So Vreeswijk's maybe the best shooter I've ever seen. So you're not beating him. Now, AJ was one of the best all-around players I've ever coached. But the one thing I did not like is when he walked to the foul line.
Oh, wow.
He knows it. Not a great foul shooter, but he's a competitor, Joe.
I heard you. He heard you. He did a little shake of his head there.
Well, hey, I didn't say it. It was his own coach that said it.
Joe said it. It was Joe.
It wasn't me.
But unlike Joel, Joel Embiid last night, his availability is one of his best abilities.
His name is A.J. Brodeur. He should be playing hockey, not basketball.
There you go. So, Steve, let's talk about next year with you guys and the Quakers and kind of what's on tap for the squad coming back. Obviously, you was semifinals of the Ivy League this year, right? By the way, Princeton up north, I mean, they did the Ivy proud.
They did. They played great two tournament games. Our league now is ranked 12th out of 32 conferences.
Wow. Nice.
Better than the A-10. Just think about the conference as a whole. We have our top five scorers back, including the player of the year, Jordan Dingle. So, we're extremely excited. We got a lot of work to do, but looking forward to next year for
sure. Awesome. Well, Steve, let me say thank you. I mean, I appreciate you, man. Oh, by the way, coaches versus cancer.
Yep.
Steve, what you and the other coaches do, and it's not just the coaches, it's the community. When I say the community, the athletic departments,
absolutely.
And then also literally the community, the people that donate money, donate time. I think what you do, all of you together, might be the best thing in Philadelphia sports.
Yeah,
I think it might be the number one thing that, and this has been going on for a long time,
yes.
And that all of your hearts are 100% in it, Steve. I think it's phenomenal.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. The leadership started with Phil Martelli and Fran Dunphy years ago. And all of us as coaches here, I think it's part of our duty and maybe the best, if not the most important thing we do as coaches. So it's coaches versus cancer. We have a gala. I think it's April 16th. It's sold out, honoring Jay and Patty Wright for all their work they've done. But there's other things that we can do. I think you have the website there.
I do. Let me say this. So for anyone listening right now, if you want to make a direct donation, and you know, this we put this event together very fast, very, very fast. So we really in 2 weeks, we didn't tie up every loose end we wanted to, which for future years certainly would be a greater thrust on the charitable end. But know this, I will be making a donation later today. And I want to encourage everyone listening right now in the fight against cancer, please, if you can, $5, $10, $100, whatever you can give, go to the website phillycvc.org. Of course, that's for coaches versus cancer. So it's phillycvc.org. Please, as much as you can, and spread the word in the fight against cancer to support the phenomenal effort of the coaches versus cancer in the Philadelphia region, and we truly, truly appreciate that. Steve, we appreciate you. Thank you, man.
Joe, thanks for having me. Thanks for coming. And
Thank you, really, Coach.
I love that you're talking college hoops. This city is unlike most cities. It does really appreciate good college hoops, and
love it. Thanks for
coming.
Thank you. There he is, Steve Donahue, the head coach of the Penn Quakers men's basketball team. All right, Harold Jensen is in the house. So we're going to get this competition going here real soon. Let's welcome Mike Vreeswijk over if we can, because we've got some wireless mics that can go out on the basketball court. And so Vreeswijk has been warming up. So first off, let me say, and he'll begin in about 2 minutes, representing Temple University.
Woo!
Let's hear it for an L. He was a great L. Mr. Mike Vreeswijk. How you doing, Michael?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Listen, it's either my pleasure or my complete unpleasure. What's the word, John? Displeasure?
Displeasure.
Yeah, not unpleasure.
I went to Fairfield, Mike. Sometimes I mess up the English language. All right, so, Mike, you have agreed to do this. Why?
Listen, I played 35 years ago, and if people still remember me and what I do and are happy with that, who am I to say no? You know, I'm flattered and honored to be here, really.
So, Mike, you might not have noticed something I did. John knows this. I'm a competitor. I try to pull out all the tricks. I told you 7:30 would probably be your go time, but we're past 7:30, and quite clearly that was by design for me. I wanted to get you a little extra tired, warm up a little bit more, but get a little tired there. I mean, you're about to shoot. How do you feel?
I feel good. I'm trying to make all 50, right?
Yes! Let's go, Temple, baby!
Have you ever done that? Made 50 free throws in a row?
I don't know. I've been close.
What is your expectation for today? What are you shooting for?
I'm shooting for 50.
Oh, okay. I'll take it.
I did have an NCAA record once. I held 18 for 18 until it got passed many times. But
in a tournament game or a regular season?
In tournament games. Wow. Over multiple games.
Wow. So.
That's great.
I just watched him warm up. He don't miss much. I bet he missed more classes than he did free throws. And he was a pamper.
Not under John Chaney, it ain't. There were. What was Chaney like, Mike? Tell us the Chaney thing.
Yeah, I mean, I could be here for a week telling stories like that, but the thing about Coach is at the end of the day, no matter how much he's getting on you or yelling at you, you knew he loved you. you knew it was pure love with Coach.
Well, Mike, let me tell you this, man. First off, I want to thank you for being here. And secondly, I just want you to know, and I mean this sincerely, all you guys, I was young when most of you guys were playing. I'm not calling you old and me young. What I am saying is I grew up watching and admiring all you guys. God bless all of you. You all entertained us for so many years. So today we honor you. We honor the tradition of Big Five basketball. And, sir, the ball is in your hands. You're going to be the first shooter. You just give us the signal. If you want to do a couple more warm-ups, go for it. But you give us the signal when it's go time. Our official scorer will start the count. Mike, good luck to you, buddy. All right, there he is, Mike Vreeswijk.
Yeah.
Representing
Let's
Temple.
Go, baby. See you.
We'll find out.
Go out.
We'll find out here if he's about to do a final warm-up or get right to it. We'll obviously update you as he shoots. Other end of the court, Harold Jensen, Jameer Nelson, A.J. Brodeur are here, and they will begin again soon. What's the deal? We got more warm-ups? More warm-ups. Okay, more warm-ups.
That's one.
That's one. All right, it's begun.
We're good to
All
go.
Right.
We're good to
we
go.
Begin right now.
He doesn't need warm-ups anymore.
It begins right now. The competition begins now. And he's one for
it.
One. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Actually, what I need here is the phone lines to be backed. Dave, if you could please hook up this phone system. Joe, why don't you tell me in my ear the next caller, and why don't you punch that? All right, let's go to Gary in Whitehall right now. Joe, take care of that back in the studio. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Amazing, Gary.
Nervous.
Yeah, amazing. Joe, good luck, and one tip for you. Make the first one, and the rest go in.
Dude, trust me. I've thought about that. I really have.
Well, Vreeswijk sure did that.
Yeah.
He has not had one go in.
By the way, you can watch on Facebook Live right now if you want to see the video of the shooting while we're talking. You can see the video. No audio, but the video of the shooting.
Tom from Abington's here looking at me like, oh, dude, you're in big trouble.
Yeah, you are.
I don't think he missed yet.
No,
he has not.
No.
Hey.
Oh boy! I think he's 6 for 6. We got an official count.
He's 8 for 8.
He's 8 for 8. He's 8 for 8.
The net don't even move.
Oh my God!
I know, it really is. It's like perfect every time.
And right, I'm sorry, Gary. What do you got on Joel last night?
He played 34 out of the last 36 games.
Yeah.
And he's averaging 34 minutes a game, 33 points a game. Jokic is averaging 23 minutes a game and 23 points a game. So he's 10 points a game less than Embiid.
But he's also a ton more assists. But Gary, here's the problem. Yeah, I'm going to make it so simple. Jokic played last night and Embiid didn't. I mean, literally, it's actually that simple, because you're giving me the stats that favor Embiid, and certainly there are some. There are stats that favor Jokic. Jokic's field goal percentage is higher. His assists are outrageous. He's averaging a triple-double. By the way, he's now on a team with a better record. He's on a team with the 1 seed. Sixers have the 3 seed. I think Embiid's a better player. Matter of fact, I'm certain of it. But the thing is, you got to play. And while Embiid had played a lot recently, he did not play last night, and it will cost him the award.
Here's the problem is not since 68, when they went to an 82-game schedule,
yep.
has an MVP player ever played less than 70 games.
It's a huge problem.
The only chance he has, right now he's at 61, I think, or so he doesn't have a chance to get to that.
Huge problem. All right, hey, Gary, give me a great answer here, man, for who or what bit off more than they can chew, which I certainly might have done.
When Japan attacked Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, you're not wrong about that. No, listen, that's exactly right. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Bob. Let's go to Josh in Quakertown right now. Hi, Josh.
Hi, how's it going, man?
What's up, Josh?
The Real Muto thing last night, I understand, like, it was a minor league guy, and I don't really know. It just looks like Real Muto thought the ball was in his glove, but with the pitch clock coming in, is ejection going to be more of a thing that happens now? Guys aren't moving as quick as the umpires want them to and just getting pissed off with them?
Maybe. I mean, they're in a pressure-packed situation. It's more pressure because you got a clock ticking. And yesterday, I don't even know what that was. I don't know if that's something that we should expect moving forward. I do think that they need to shine a light on what happened and make sure it doesn't happen again. But I believe, and I don't think this is just Philly bias, that JT really was just doing what he always does. You stick your hand back there just like he has a feel for how long he's holding his hand back there before they throw it in. He retracts the glove.
Yeah.
It's memory.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Now, the umpire was looking. Off. He was looking for it.
Well, here's where it also gets, just for what it's worth, sometimes the ump will give the ball to the catcher, and sometimes the ump will throw the ball to the pitcher himself. The ump had thrown the ball to the pitcher himself the previous time. This time, Real Muto puts it there. Perhaps he then realizes, oh, the ump just threw it back to the guy himself the last time. Let me move my hand. The ball falls on the ground. The ump acts like a baby and throws him out. It's a bad look for the umpire world. It really is. It doesn't mean let's not have umpires, but it does mean that guy's got to get a talking to from the commissioner's office to say, yeah, what the hell was that? Hey, Josh, give me a great answer, man. Who or what, like I might have done here today, bit off more than they can chew?
ISF, the guy that killed John Wick's dog.
All right, you got it, man. Appreciate the call.
That's a great answer.
All right, let's get A.J. Brodier here, down here, if we can. James, if you can bring him down, because let's talk to a player from Penn from 3 years ago that was the Ivy League Player of the Year. He was also a first-team All-Big Five selection.
He's the only guy you got a shot of beating,
He's about
he's a big man.
He's about to start shooting again as well. And so Vreeswijk right now, John, before we get to A.J.
I've seen Vreeswijk miss twice.
Coming over.
And, John, how? What is,
I've seen him miss twice.
And he's probably up to about 30 or 40 shots by now?
Oh, yeah, he's been shooting for a while now. He's getting mad when he hits the rim. Like, he'll hit the rim and it'll go in, and he'll be like, damn.
Wow. All right, let's welcome from the University of Pennsylvania home court advantage here today, and the youngest of our competitors. He was the Ivy League Player of the Year 3 years ago, first team All Big Five, A.J. Broder. A.J., how are you, pal?
What's up? How are we doing? I'm good.
How
I'm
are
good.
You, man?
Good to see you.
So how do you feel?
I feel good. You know, it feels good to be back in the Palestra. That's for sure. But,
I'll bet.
You know, doing it from the stripe, that's the one part I don't miss about college basketball. So, a little bit of, you know, double-edged sword there.
Your coach kind of dimed you out on that one here.
It's no secret, I'll tell you that.
Wow. All right, this might help me out here.
How much does knowing the rims help you with your free throws here?
Yeah, it helps a ton. You know, I shot my best free throws in this gym, but still that's not saying much. We go on the road, and, you know, I had my fair share of struggles, but, you know, no place I feel more comfortable shooting the ball than here.
Wow.
So.
Great to hear.
What was it like to play 4 years here at Penn?
Unbelievable. You know, I had a great 4 years. Was able to, you know, get a great education while I was here. Play some great hoops while I was here. Yeah. We beat some really good teams. Made the NCAA tournament, won the Big Five. Like, I feel like we really did it all. So.
And your senior year was the COVID year, right?
Yeah, so I still got one more game in me at least. I think the NCAA owes me one.
This is it. This is it. All right, so Mike Vreeswijk is coming off the court. A.J., if you could, hop over to that court right there. You can begin. A.J., let me say thank you, man. And also good luck to A.J., so good luck to him. He can head over to that court right there.
Home court advantage for AJ.
Now, we need to get the official count on Mike Vreeswijk. Let's go to our official scorer, and that is Mike Angelina. Mike, how did the great Vreeswijk do with his shooting?
84%, 42 for 50.
Okay. Wow. Okay. We'll take it. Not too bad.
Beatable. I mean, it's exceptional. First of all, let me say it's exceptional. It does give me a chance, but that's a very high standard. Hey, Mike, nice job, man. 84%. He's sitting over there. It's like, I'm not worried about the camera, but I might worry about Jameer Nelson and Lionel Simmons. All right, Mike, thank you. Very good. All right, AJ, is this a practice shot? Or are you ready to go? One practice shot. All right, one practice shot, then he'll get going.
Tell that kid from Penn to take off his tweed sweater before he starts.
Of course, you can always follow Joe Conklin and go to joeconklin.com for all the exquisite entertainment of Mr. Conklin, who you'll be hearing throughout today's program. Remember, you can see Joe and the City Rhythm Orchestra at the Excite Center at Parks Casino Friday, April 14th. Special guest vocalist Joanne Farrell. I'll be there as well. JoeConklin.com for tickets to that or any of Joe's upcoming events, including the opportunity to book Joe for a private party.
Hopefully now, you won't be shooting foul shots that day.
Listen, I'm going to – hey, Joe, Alan or Charles or whoever the hell you are, dude, I'm winning this thing, and then I'm retiring. Yeah. I'm like a college kid going to the pros. I'm one and done. All right, coming up in 1 minute, we go back to the phone lines. That's up ahead in a minute.
What a great time of year. Join me on the Bet Parks Sportsbook app. It has you covered all tournament long with live in-game betting, parlays, and more. The only sportsbook app I use and recommend. Make a Bet Parks futures bet on which team will win it all. Check out the app for the current Bet Parks odds to win the whole shebang. Connecticut is minus 135 in the favorite. Miami is plus 400. San Diego State also plus 400. Florida Atlantic is plus 600 to win it all. All new users bet $10, get $125 in sportsbook bonus if your first bet wins. Bet more than the score. In pro basketball, you can bet individual player performances for points, rebounds, and assists. All new users bet $10, get $125 in sportsbook bonus if your first bet wins. See betparks.com for terms and conditions. New users and winning bets only. Sports bonus bet must be wagered once. See website for details. Must be 21 in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, or Ohio. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLE.
All right, so as we broadcast from the Palestra today, you can join us. I mean, obviously, listen on the listen on WIP. But if you want to be here, please be here. Doors are open. People are here. Come on down. We'll be here till 10 o'clock. Let me tell you what's up ahead. Is AJ shooting right now? Up ahead, more shooters, including Jameer Nelson will be around 8 o'clock. Harold Jensen from Villanova at 8:15. Michael Thompson from Drexel at 8:30. And Lionel Simmons from LaSalle, who we announced earlier today, L-Train, in this competition. He'll be here, and he'll be shooting later in the 8 o'clock hour.
So does Harold Jensen know that your girlfriend loves him?
So only if someone texted him
he's
that.
He's still in great shape.
Well, he also brought his own ball, which I love. And
so did I.
And has yet to take a shot. Like, he's just talking to people. Like, he's like, I don't even need to warm up. I got it.
Yeah, well, he got yours in 85, so you can probably take down me.
I love that. Amy from Villanova had a crush on Harold Jensen.
One of her top three.
The camera is going to be the first guy to lose a contest and his girlfriend the same day.
It could happen. It really could.
Doesn't it worry you? The camera that we just saw Threeswick it was beautiful. I mean, it was poetry.
It was.
Watching
it
him
was.
Shoot.
It was
and
poetry.
He hit 42.
Yeah.
He hit 42. You're saying, you know, not so bad. Not so bad
not
for
so
me.
Bad.
I got room. I got
I
a
got
little...
a shot. What I'm saying is I got a shot.
I can't believe he took that as a positive.
I thought he was going like 90% in the beginning. By the way, I did notice a structural flaw with this whole operation. Because like, you know, we'll bring Jameer over in a moment and get him on the air, and he'll be shooting free throws soon. But I realized this problem. Because we're in a segment right now, I don't get a private moment with these guys where I get to say, hey, guys, I don't really think I'm likely to beat you. It's all kind of tongue-in-cheek. I give them the private thank you.
No, they all think you're a jackass.
I kind of messed up the sequencing. All right, we'll talk to Jameer in just a moment. Let's go to Joe in South Jersey. Get down to the Palestra right now if you can. Hello, Joe.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Joe, on the bright side, the conditions today will be a lot better than Saturday, I'm sure.
Dude, that Saturday was a disaster.
In regard to the Embiid, I think he did hurt his chances by not playing last night.
No, listen, I think he – listen, it's not over, but I think he lost it last night. I'm telling you, I will now at this point be surprised if he wins it. And it's a shame because I'm certain Joel's a better player. I'm certain of it.
I agree with you. I think he's a better player, but you can't discount the fact that Jokic is he's averaging triple double. Guy 6'11", 285.
I know.
That's crazy.
Well, they're both great. I mean, let's be real. They're both awesome players.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they really
are. One thing about last night, though, I see a positive was Paul Reed. He played really great in 17 minutes. Rebounds, 16 points.
Yeah,
he continues to plug away, and he works at his weaknesses, and it's not great. He's not a world beater, but he gives you serviceable minutes out there, and he continues to improve.
He sure does. All right, Joe, give me a big time answer here, because I probably did bite off more than I can chew with this. Who or what bit off more than they can chew?
I'm going to go with Mike Tyson in his fight with Evander Holyfield. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow. Got him suspended, actually.
Literally.
Got him suspended. All right, John, I haven't been looking at AJ as much because I've been doing all this other stuff. How's he doing?
He's doing
pretty well. Yeah.
Started slowly.
Yeah, missed the first two, but then went on a run.
All right. So Mike Friswick is already in the books at 84%, which is an outstanding number. We are joined right now, and it's an honor to have him here. We really appreciate. Look, there's a couple players through the years that really do stand out in a big time way in the history of college basketball in Philadelphia, and representing St. Joseph's today. The one and only Jameer Nelson. How you doing, Jameer?
I'm good. How you doing?
Man, I'm great for now.
For now?
I haven't lost yet.
I'm pretty sure you lost. I saw the other gentleman earlier shoot 84%.
Yeah.
So, that's going to be hard. That's going to be tough for you to
Jameer,
beat.
Jameer, he thinks he's good. He thinks he's ready to surpass 84%.
A lot of people think a lot of things. I'm just glad I don't have to shoot well for you to lose. We already got somebody at 84%, so now the pressure is off.
Oh, man. Jameer's coming from the Larry Bird, Michael Jordan game of the smack. So I admire it. Let me tell you, Jameer, I admire. So you're all those years in the NBA. Who talked the most smack?
Gary Payton. I mean, yeah. the older guys were the guys that talked a lot of trash. The young guys, we just played and hooped and competed. I mean, you had certain guys say certain things, but, you know, it's obvious there's no real rivals out there anymore like it was back in the 80s and the 90s and early 2000s. But, yeah, I mean, you know, Gary Payton was the guy who, like, when I came into the league, he just, you know, he ripped me one. You know, I'm not sure what I can say on the air, but he told me some mean things, and then we became friends.
That's so awesome. Hey, Jameer, so here's the thing I wonder more than anything with your participation today, and I thank you. Yep. What are you thinking? I mean, here's what I mean by that. There is nowhere, in my opinion, there's nowhere for you to go but down. I mean, God bless you. You're Jameer Nelson. Like, if you win, you're supposed to win, or at least supposed to finish in the top two or three. If you lose to me, I mean, that's a mark against your life.
No, I'm not a sore loser.
Love that. You won't lose anyway.
It's so funny. Somebody was asking me about, like, records and all that stuff. I said, look, man, records are made to be broken. So whatever free throw percentage I shot during my career or whatever, it's all out the window. It's all fair game right now. Just to be honest with you, I haven't shot a basketball other than this morning in about a year or two.
I'd like to hear that.
I'm coming out cold turkey.
Do you worry about the pressure? Do you feel like this is pressure for you? Because it is for Joe.
It's for Joe. No pressure on me. Again, I said we already have 84% on the books. But this is one of the I don't think I ever shot well here in the Palestra. Just a little fun fact about my Philadelphia history here. But
Joe loves hearing it.
We'll see.
So, we're having a lot of fun, obviously, about me versus you guys. But let's be real. A lot of this is you guys versus each other. I mean, you guys are the star players.
Right.
What was it like to play in the Big Five?
It's surreal because you got all these schools in a you know, short distance, I would say 10-15 mile radius, that play each other, and you hang out, you play each other in the summer, and it is a true rival when you talk about the Big Five. No matter what the team overall record is, no matter what players are on the team, you know it's going to be you're in for a fight. So it's almost like an NCAA tournament feeling every time you play a Big Five school.
Awesome. Jameer, let me tell you, man, what you guys did, I mean, you had a number of phenomenal years, obviously, including with Marvin O'Connor in the beginning. When that tournament game, he was going crazy. Yep. That was incredible. But what you did as a senior, man, one of the great things I've ever seen in Philly sports.
Yeah, but like you said, like, if it wasn't for guys like Marvin O'Connor, yeah, and Naeem Crenshaw and Bill Phillips, yep, you know, that team is not put together the way it is for us. Like, we learned so much from those guys. We learned so much from the experience that we had you know, my freshman and sophomore year with those guys. Those guys, they help spearhead, you know, St. Joe's basketball. Yeah. I mean, I guess when I came there, we were kind of rebuilding, and we had a couple pieces that came in, like Marv and other guys, but those guys deserve. We get a lot of credit as that team, you know, 27-0, but those guys deserve a lot more credit than they get, you know, as alums.
Sure. What was it like when you found out you were going to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated? That had to be an unbelievable thrill.
It was, but I was. It probably took me 4 hours to get that one picture. So, you know, I was like, I go to class, and they're like, you got to do the NCAA. I mean, the Sports Illustrated or whatever. And I'm like, okay. And I'm jumping around. I'm jumping off of trampolines. I'm doing all this stuff on these boxes and all this stuff. And I'm like sweating. So I'm like, I just couldn't wait for it to be over. But when it came out, everybody was excited, and they asked me to, like, I guess promote it. But I wouldn't promote it unless my teammates were involved. So we did it before a game or something like that.
This is a little bit inside basketball. The other night, I saw Tyrese Maxey, when he was coming onto the court, grab some of that, like the bag balm for your hands.
Yeah.
And he put the cream on his hands.
Okay.
I've seen guys do that with the, you know, LeBron with the chalk. Is that a new thing?
The balm stuff?
The balm. Listen, on the hands? Is that something
so you many, do? Is so many products, so many of these products out there for athletes to use that are legal. I've never, like, used any of that stuff. I've never, like, you know, certain arenas, like, are cold and stuff like that. So you use the rosin and stuff like that. But I don't know what that stuff does. I don't know if it makes your hands sticky. I don't know if it makes it slippery.
It seems like it would make it slippery.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it seems like a lot of stuff is psychological, too.
Yeah, totally.
With players, like, totally. You just, like, routine. Like, the best players have the best routines.
If it worked for you before, you got to do it again.
Well, you had a great routine for a long time. Jameer, I wish you good luck, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And I want to thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So you tell us when you want to start. You want to take a couple warm-up shots, do your thing, but you can crank it up when you're ready, man.
I don't know if I need warm-ups after, like, being not touching the ball for the last 20
years. All right. Hey, you know what I just heard? Jameer Nelson just told me I got a shot. That's what I just heard.
But you don't.
That's drop of the week right there. Jameer, good luck to you, man.
I appreciate it.
You're going to need it.
Thanks, Jameer.
Wow.
I cannot believe you said that.
He's soft paddling, Joe. You're lucky he don't give you a wedgie and stuff you in the locker.
I know. All right, let's get the final tally. And A.J. Brodier, what do we got here? Mike Angelina, what did he do?
41 for 50, another member of the.
Wow! Great job!
Wow.
Great shooting!
AJ, wow. Nice! Well done, buddy!
Nice!
That could cause a problem for
you. We got to tell his coach.
That's an upset.
Yeah, right?
Wow.
He rose to this occasion, guys.
Wow.
Great
he
job,
He did have
AJ.
One more game in him, and he brought it today. How about
so
it?
That.
It's like he had some nerves working.
Wow.
He missed his first two, too, and then went on a run.
Well, so that could lead.
I'm surprised.
That could lead to no West Wing for me for a year.
I know.
Because he was my best chance of.
When I was watching him practice, I said, DeCamera actually has a shot here.
Yeah. Me
he
too.
Was sandbagging you.
Me too.
Holy man.
Joe, you better put some of that hand balm on yourself and put a little on your face if you can, too.
I'm well aware. Do I got to go talk to Gabe Kapler?
Oh.
Hey, this segment right now brought to us by fans of Philly. Next year's football season schedule will be out soon. Trust the Eagles Radio Network's official travel partner, Fans with a P. That's fansoffilly.com for all the trips. And remember, they're also the premier away game travel partner this baseball season. For a Philadelphia away game travel, visit fansoffilly.com for trip details.
Jameer is
six
not missing.
Yeah, let me just say, him not picking up a basketball in 2 years is very different than you not picking up a basketball.
Don't worry about that part.
All right, hold on. Here's the question I have to ask, though. Are these still warm-ups or has he begun?
Oh, he's... I don't know.
Nah, he just
you
one.
Just messed him he up. That was your
that
fault, Joe.
Count.
I didn't say, I just asked, is this warm-up or not? Ava, has he officially started?
Yes, he's
officially gone. All right, let's get back to the phone lines. It's 94WIP HD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast certainly away from the Tasty Cake studio today because it's the only way you can be at the Palestra. Now, reminder, you, too, can be at the Palestra. The Palestra is open. The doors are open. Obviously, public transportation to get here. So, too, parking in the area. So come on down if you can. It's great to see people here. And we got legends of the Big Five and Drexel shooting today. And this has been a tough start for me because 84% and 82% does put me on my heels, John.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I'm glad you're realizing that these guys are some of the best in the world at what they're doing. And you haven't done it since middle school.
I mean, well, the dude shooting had like an over decade career in the NBA.
I'm well aware.
The NBA.
James, should I be nervous?
Yes.
Yes, of course you do.
I am.
Okay, good.
Harold Jensen is so unconcerned. He still hasn't taken a warm-up shot. He's talking with the pen coach.
Oh, this is great. All right, let's go to Derek in Paoli. What's up, Derek?
What's up, Joe? I feel bad for you, bro. Embiid got a way higher chance of winning the MVP than you got a chance of winning today. That's for sure.
Wow.
Absolutely, he does. He's the front runner for the MVP still, Derek. He still has the best odds to win.
I just think Joe put a lot of pressure on the sub. This, you know, I'm not saying you can't shoot, but that kind of pressure.
Yeah, but Derek, here's the deal. And Derek, you know this. The guys like Jordan, Gretzky, you know, Brady. I mean, the only way you can get to the top is you got to embrace that pressure. I'm not running from it. Yeah.
You think
Tiger Woods ever said, "I don't want the putt"? I mean, come on, that's what you want. You want the putt.
Tiger Woods.
You want the moment.
You're like Craig Kimbrell on our show last week.
Yeah. I'm trying. I'm at least trying to talk myself into it.
Yo, with Embiid, right? I feel like he don't care about the MVP as much as he did last year, because he played the last 33 out of 35 games. He played on Friday. Did he play Saturday? If he would have not played Friday and Saturday and then played last night, he would have been complaining about that. Like, oh, he cares about the MVP. I felt like he really
That's true.
Is the bigger picture now. That's
it's absolutely. I agree.
I think that he has like a little nagging injury. And I just think that he's just sitting out last night because he's like, you know what? I did all I could do for this MVP. If I don't win it, oh, well. Like, he deserved at least one of the last two. So if he don't get this one, then oh, well. But
yeah, but here's Derek, you could be right, but here's the problem. One, I don't think you're right. Because I do think he cares desperately about winning.
Well, that's why that article dropped yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, don't think he didn't have any say in that.
There's that, and then, Derek, there's this other reality, which is this a sign of things to come? Meaning, you know, when it's time to go, when it's time to play, will there be a moment in the postseason when he doesn't?
We gotta wait and see that, man. That's what I say. I mean, I'm just praying for better days for him, man. He's immature, but praying for better days. And my answer for Bit Dog Warden he could chew, I would go with Nick Saban when he went to go coach the Dolphins at a run back.
He did. At least he pivoted effectively when he went back to college football. All right. Let's get Jameer back here. Jameer, I couldn't follow at all. I could tell you were shooting great.
It looked like nothing.
What's the number, man?
Just make?
Yeah.
You want to know the truth?
Unfortunately, I think I need to know the
47.
Truth. 47. Did you really?
I banked your last one in after calling.
Give him a chance, but
holy mackerel.
94%.
94%.
I'm a little mad at myself. The three I missed, like,
wow.
I felt it right away, too.
Maybe you could have picked a basketball up in the last 2 years and nailed him. You know?
So let me ask you this. I mean, I'm blown away by that. Congratulations. You're probably going to win.
What a thought. The guy who played the NBA forever could win a free throw.
When you're not in an NBA game or a college game running around, you get to the free throw line, you're huffing and puffing to an extent because you're tired. Does that elevate you like 5-7 points when you're just not tired?
So.
Because that's amazing. I mean, 94, that's amazing, man.
So when I worked out, when I was playing, my goal was to shoot 80% in the gym. Like, that's not free throws, but jump shots.
Yep.
Wow. Because the thought of it is when you're playing against real defense, your adrenaline is flowing, and the crowd's there, your percentage will go down at least 30, 40%.
Wow.
So you have to, like, put a target on your number when you're in the gym by yourself. So my number, I'm a little disappointed. I should have went at least – I would have given myself 49 if I would have picked before.
Wow.
But the two, I felt the two come off my hand wrong immediately, and I was like.
Well, shooters know. Guys like you and I, we know.
Yes. Yeah. Guys like you and I.
But no, I think it's, you know, for here, like I said, it's me in the basket. I heard you guys, but it didn't bother me. So, I was just me in the hoop.
Jameer, you know, that trophy's right there.
You
want to just take it with you. I know you got stuff to get to today.
Yeah, I got some stuff
Jameer,
to go.
John, you got a final thought here for Jameer?
Thank you. Thank you for dominating the way that you did.
What a legend. That's the thought.
And that was as effortless as I've ever seen free throw shot.
Like, he didn't even
there
try.
There was no dribble in between. It was, hand me the ball, and I'm business, I'm nailing these. I love the last called bank. That was just more insult to Joe's future injury. So thank you so much.
No, I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys having me. I'll come back next year and redo it, like, and try to, like, allow you to
improve upon that.
Are you trying to say you'll defend?
That's basically what I'm saying. I was trying to say what I was saying, but I'll defend my championship next year.
Yes. Good.
You know, I'll probably have to call out some competition
that
on,
would
like,
be
different radio stations, I guess.
Oh, man.
We got the players. We got to get the real shooter from the radio station.
Wow. By the way, let me remind everyone, you can donate to the Coaches Versus Cancer and the wonderful efforts of the players and the coaches through the years and so many people in the community in the fight against cancer. Go to phillycvc.org. That's phillycvc.org. We're going to raise money today with direct donations in the fight against cancer and try to help all the wonderful people that have been doing that for so many years in the fight against cancer. Jameer, thanks, man.
Yeah, and just to piggyback off that, I'll donate today. So,
thank you.
You know, guys and girls out there, please donate. It's a great cause, and, you know, we need to fight cancer itself, and I'm a big advocate for childhood cancer. So, yeah. Appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Thank you, Jameer.
To come in here and whip your butt. it's not too many times people invite somebody event to lose.
Get him. Crush him.
Well, I'll leave you with this, Jameer. It ain't over yet.
Oh, there we go.
All right. Yeah. Might be over soon.
It's pretty over.
It's pretty over. Somebody told me that, you know, you were trying to get 80%, and I was like, okay, I could have shot underhand or left-handed, but yeah, I just figured I'd just smash you quick.
Oh, man. Jameer, thanks for all you've done through the years. All right, there he is, the legend, Jameer Nelson from St. Joe's.
Awesome.
Setting a very high standard with 94% in today's competition. That's well. Does Charles Barkley and Allen Iverson have a reaction?
That was embarrassing, actually. I mean, big shoes to fill. I can't wait to see you try to do that.
Oh,
but
my
you pump,
man. He pumping his chest, but his chest is so small, he only hitting 50% of that.
So, John, what do I have to do now to salvage some dignity?
I mean, you got it 80%, right?
Go home.
Yeah.
Go home.
Basically, you have to do what you've been telling us you could do for the last 6 years.
Yeah.
Well, it's weird. I could
hit
go 80%.
80%.
I could go 80% and be 14% below.
Okay.
Which
but
would be
still
bad.
You still walk away with your pride.
All right.
If you go below 40 shots made, there will be hell to pay.
I'll just say this. I got to slip a 20 to Harold Jensen, Michael Thompson, Lionel Simmons. Someone pass me a 20. I got to pass a 20 to someone else. All right, 215-592-9494. John, let's reset the conversation for those just tuning in. The disappointment of Embiid not playing last night. I will just cut to the chase and say, and by the way, the Palestra's open, so come on in if you can. You can be here and watch all these guys shoot. I think Embiid lost the MVP award last night. And I know some people are agreeing with me on the phone lines about that, some disagreeing. Everybody can weigh in, 215-592-9494. It is what it is. He lost it. In my opinion, it's over. Because when push came to shove, whether he was right to sit out or not, whether he needed to sit out or not, and I am not inside his body, I don't know. But I know this. Jokic played. Jokic won. Embiid didn't play. Embiid's team lost. And by the way, the Nuggets had the best record in the West. They're the one seed. Sixers the three seed. I think this thing just turned back the other way.
If Joel had played, we would all have this sitting in our back pocket, waiting to pull it out in thanks, Jameer. Waiting to pull it out in the postseason when Joel can't make it to tip off. That would have been, why would he risk this team's postseason health for his own glory winning the MVP? Joel, yes, he hindered his chances. He hurt his chances to win the MVP, but he's still the front runner for MVP. They still have games to play, and I appreciate for our sake that Joel put the team's well-being ahead of his own personal goals in this situation. He's got a calf. He's got calf tightness.
He's actually got two calves.
He's got two calves. One is tight. And that's a tricky injury for a basketball player, especially when a basketball player is 7'2". That is delicate. If your tight calf rips, you're out a month.
But John,
the team will be without you.
Here's the crazy part about it. Then why did he come back into the Phoenix game on Saturday night when they really were out?
Loosened up, feeling better. I don't know. I mean, only
I'd rather he had missed that game
how we feel
than missed last night's
you
game.
Get the
Joel
argument, John, that this is typical, right?
It is.
Yes. Yeah. I do, and it feels like this is the hole that we've found ourselves in. We come to depend upon Joel. It looks like this is going to be the season that he does elevate his play and his mindset, and it doesn't. It feels like that's slipping away, but it hasn't slipped away entirely. He can still win MVP, and he can still, by what he did last night, be healthier for this team down the final stretch. So, yes, it's frustrating, but I appreciate that the team could be better for it.
Well, look, everyone can weigh in, 215-592-9494. Your reaction to MB not playing last night? Typical? Do you give him a pass because you think he's, you know, actually injured and you're singing the tune that John is? That this
so you're
is...
saying he's not actually injured?
I don't know.
Like,
I
absolutely believe he's injured. I absolutely believe that he is in a position to continue to ball out down this final stretch. We don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Joel is the best player in the NBA. He knows he's played that way. He is not as worried about the MVP. I believe he's not as worried about the MVP as he has been in previous years because he's lost it twice, and he knows what that feels like. He lived. He lived through that. And so now he's just doing what he can to play the best basketball he's getting ready to play.
215-592-9494 to weigh in on any aspect of this Embiid thing and kind of what you make of it. It is obviously a disappointment. Also, today's show brought to us by Fans of Philly, sponsoring the entire broadcast today. Trust Philly's premier away game travel partner this baseball season for Philadelphia away game travel. Visit fansofphilly.com. for trip details. You can also weigh in on today's Twitter poll question today as we talk about Embiid. It's a very simple question, and today's Twitter poll question of the day is brought to us by Arm & Chevrolet of Ardmore. Arm & Chevrolet celebrating their 23rd anniversary. It's truck month at Arm & Chevy. Find new roads at armandchevy.com. Today's question, do you think Joel Embiid lost the MVP award last night by not playing? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Up ahead, we'll get to more of what Howie Roseman said yesterday. Eagles general manager Howie Roseman from the owners' meetings. His comments about Jalen Hurts and a possible, likely, contract extension for the Eagles star quarterback. We'll get to that. We'll rock all your calls. Plus, Harold Jensen and Michael Thompson from Drexel, soon to shoot, and Lionel Simmons later this hour as well. It's a big day from the Palestra, and I'm probably going to get my butt kicked on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.